This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And for those who love you, you love me too. Oh, I'm begging you to make me love the deeds that will cause you to love me too. Oh Allah, there is nothing that can compare to the wonder and the joy you bring. Oh Allah.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Welcome to another episode of The Strangers. In the last few episodes, we have been going through important pieces of advice for all those strangers out there in the world today. And in this episode today, we come to another important piece of advice, and that is that the strangers out there should not remain alone. They should not become lonely. Rather, they need to find good company. And so, one of the most important things for the stranger out there today to realize is that he cannot remain by himself. Yes, he is alone in the sense that he's a stranger, but he shouldn't remain like that. He needs to find other strangers, and he needs to stick to the body of the Muslims. And so we find that one of the most important things that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did when he migrated to Medina, and this is something that we discussed previously when we looked at some of the things that helped in causing the strangeness of Islam to disappear. And so one of those things was that when he moved to Medina, he built a jama'ah, a community, a body of Muslims that were tightly bonded together by the bonds of Iman. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of this, of how these believers were at war with one another not too long ago, and how today they have become brothers bonded together. And so Allah said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Stick, hold on to the rope of Allah together, and do not split up. Do not become divided. And then Allah says, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءَ فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And remember, Allah telling the Ansar of Medina, and remember the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when once upon a time you were enemies at one another's throats and you were on the brink of the fire, and so Allah saved you from that and caused your hearts to unite. And so you became, by His blessing alone, brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. And you were upon the threshold of the fire, about to fall into the fire, and so He saved you from it. And so today, one of the most important things for the Muslim stranger is to not isolate himself, but rather to look for other strangers like himself and become connected to a jama'ah, a body, a community of believers. And so Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, he said that I used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about evil, about calamities, tribulations, times of adversities, because I was afraid that I would end up in one of those calamities, in one of those times of fitan. And so he says, once I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, we used to be upon ignorance, and then Allah bestowed upon us the present good. So will there be any evil again after this? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yes, there will be. So then I asked, will there be any good after this evil? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. However, this time it will be tainted with some evil, meaning it will not be pure good like it was in your time, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I asked, what is this evil that will taint that good? So he said, there will be some people who will lead people according to principles other than my own sunnah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, you will see them, you will see them, and you will see their actions, and you will disapprove of them. And so I said, meaning Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, will there be any evil after this good? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. There will be some people who will invite others to the doors of hellfire. Whoever accepts their invitation, they will be dragged by them into the hellfire. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, how can you describe these people to us? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, they will belong to us and they will speak our language. They will be from among us and they will invite people to the hellfire. So I asked, what do you order me to do if such a thing happens to me while I'm alive? And so the Prophet ﷺ advised him. He said, adhere to the jama'ah, the body of the Muslims and their leader. So I said, what if they don't have a jama'ah? They don't have a community, nor do they have a leader. So the Prophet ﷺ said, keep away from all of those groups. Stay away from all of those sects, even if it means that you have to bite onto the root of a tree and remain like that until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what we see from this hadith is the importance of sticking to a jama'ah, a body, a community of believers, and not trying to live Islam on our own, especially in times of fitna, because this was the exact advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so we see many things from this hadith. We see the importance of sticking to a jama'ah, and we see why. Because the truth, it lies with them. The truth is with the vast body of the Muslim population, and they're scholars, and they're righteous. And we also see that one is guided to the straight path by sticking to the jama'ah. And we also find that one is saved from fitan and protected from deviation through sticking to the jama'ah. And so because of the importance of sticking to the community of the believers and not trying to stay alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result, has legislated many acts, many obligations that are only performed through the jama'ah. And so we have salat al-jama'ah. We have for the men to pray in the masajid, in congregation. And so if the jama'ah was not important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have legislated praying together. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not have stressed on its importance. And so there are many ahadith that indicate the importance of praying salatul jama'ah. As a result, the scholars from these ahadith have basically ruled that for the men who are able to and who have no excuse, it is obligatory upon them to pray in the jama'ah and pray in the masajid. We also have other acts, such as fasting. It's encouraged to fast and break our fast together. And also al-hajj is not possible on your own. You have to do it with the believers and with the jama'ah, and so on and so forth. And when we look at the dangers of not sticking to the jama'ah, we see firstly that Allah has prohibited it. And so Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on, all of you, together, tightly to the rope of Allah, and do not become disunited. And so when Allah commands us to do something, and He forbids us from doing something else, it proves its importance. And so it proves that if we go against the command of Allah, and instead we do what Allah has forbidden, that in it are grave consequences. Also Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Do not become like those who disunited, those who disputed among themselves after guidance had come to them, after the clear verses and signs were made clear to them. This is obviously referring to the Jews and the Christians who divided into many sects. And as a result, the revelation became distorted. And so we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stressed the importance of remaining united, not remaining dispersed, each one to his own. This is not what Islam requires of us. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The value of money in the hereafter will be measured by its proper use in the present.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'a.
According to the glorious Quran, one of the best ways to use your money is to spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spreading His message of Islam. Peace TV is a non-profit Islamic satellite television channel that is primarily dedicated for just that cause, the proper presentation of Islam. It's a great choice to invest in it and a golden opportunity to purify your wealth in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Support Peace TV. Send your zakat and donations to IRFI Al Rayan Bank, 47 Calthorpe Road, Birmingham, UK. B151TH. Pound account number 01132301. IBAN GB49ARAY 3000830113230 1. Sort code 300083. SWIFT BIC code ARAY GB22. Please confirm your contribution at support@peacetv.tv.
Support Peace TV, the solution for humanity.
Where truth is hidden, misleading quotations create confusion. Where truth is hidden, lack of knowledge and wisdom cause upheaval and commotion. Where truth is hidden, manipulated scriptures and twisted facts emerge. This very hidden truth creates false propaganda, mayhem, chaos, disorder, and turmoil in our lives and the world order. But is there anyone with courage and wisdom? What is the truth? And who has the courage to expose it? Because it's your right to know the truth. Right.
Watch Truth Prevail and Lies Perish in Truth Exposed by Dr. Zakir Naik, next on Peace TV.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Before the break, we were discussing the importance of the stranger out there in the world today to stick to the body of the Muslims and avoid loneliness. And so, sticking to the jama'ah of the believers and remaining in good company is something very, very important, especially in rough times, in turbulent times, in times of fitna. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stressing on this importance, he said, adhere to the jama'ah and beware of disunity, for shaitan is with one and he is further away from two. Whoever wants the better part of Jannah, then let him stick to the jama'ah. And so we find that this is the reality, that if you try to stick by yourself, then this is when shaitan, he takes advantage of you. Why? Because the person who tries to remain by himself is like that lone sheep that separates itself from the flock. It is then that the wolf comes and eats it. But it won't come, the wolf won't come if it sticks to its flock and to its jama'ah. And so we find that this is very, very important for the Muslim strangers in the world today, not to try to live it on their own, rather find other strangers and build a community, remain together. And so once we have understood the importance of sticking to the body of the Muslims and avoiding loneliness, even in times of strangeness, some of you may be wondering, how about those characteristics that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned regarding the strangers? That they are a people who have left their families and tribes, and that they are those who flee from fitan for the sake of Allah and for the sake of their religion. The answer is that there is no contradiction. And so, if it becomes so hard that you cannot practice your deen in the place in which you are in, among your family, among your people, in the society you're in, especially if it's a non-Muslim society, we say then, go and look for a strong Muslim community. Leave the country if you have to, and be with the Muslims. It doesn't mean that you go and you live on your own. And so you need to search for those strangers, and you need to build a network and a jama'ah. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, as Allah commands the believers, to cooperate. Cooperate with one another upon what? Not upon evil, but upon al-birr wa-taqwa, piety and taqwa. And so the reality is that we as human beings cannot live on our own. Every individual, every human being must live and interact with others. And so when we interact with others, either we influence others or others will influence us. And so now this brings us to the importance of a second very important point, and that is finding good companionship. And so it shows us the importance of good companionship. And so a good friend, a good companion that you take, will help you to do what is good, will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will enjoin you with what is good and forbid you from what is evil. It also shows us the evil and the consequences of befriending the wrong friends. Because bad companionship and evil friends will have a bad effect on you. And so they will help you to do that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which will eventually lead to the hellfire. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example of this when he said that the case of a good companion and the bad companion is like that of the one who sells perfume and the one who is an ironsmith. He works as an ironsmith with black coal and smoke all over the place. So the Prophet ﷺ said, as for the seller of perfume, he will either give you some of his perfume, or you will buy some from him, or at least you will come away having experienced good smell. On the other hand, the ironsmith, he will either burn your clothes, or at least you will come away having experienced an awful smell. And this is the reality. And that's why they say that companionship, it rubs off on you. Whether you have a good companion or a bad companion, you'll see the effects of it. And so the only true companionship is that which is built upon iman and love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three characteristics, three traits, that whoever has them, he will have tasted the sweetness of iman. They are, first, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to you than anyone else. Secondly, that you love a person and you do not love him except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, that you would hate to go back to kufr and disbelief, just like you would hate to be thrown into the hellfire. And so as we can see, that love for the sake of Allah, having a companion, a friend, because he is your friend for the sake of Allah, this stems from iman. And in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates from Allah, where Allah says, "My love has become binding for those who love each other for my sake, and my love has become binding for those who sit with each other for my sake, and my love has become binding for those who visit each other for my sake, once again showing us that true companionship is built upon Iman and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or loving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Ibn Hajar, one of the great scholars of Islam, he says, it is not right for a person to belittle his choice of companions and friends, because friendship and companionship has its great effect on a person. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person is upon the religion of his companion, so every single one of you should look to whom he accompanies. And so that's the reality. True companionship, it is based upon the deen, that you love your brother and you accompany him because of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so you're doing it because of the deen. Finally, we mention a very, very beautiful point by Ibn Qayyim. He says in very beautiful words, words of wisdom for all strangers out there in the world today who feel lonely. And so it is very, very important for the strangers out there in the world today to not only stick to the jama'ah, the body of the Muslims, but to find good companionship. Friends who will help them upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will get them nearer to Allah, who will help them to remain firm and steadfast upon this path while they're looked at as being strangers by everyone else. Finally, I end off with some beautiful words by Ibn Qayyim, the great scholar of Islam. These beautiful words are for all those strangers out there in the world who feel lonely, who don't have a body of Muslims that they can attribute themselves to, who don't have good companions because everyone around them are evil people. He talks about someone who initially strives upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then over time he discontinues. And so let us hear the words of Ibn Qayyim. He says, sometimes this believer, he adjusts himself to experiencing patience, meaning for a period of time, he's upon the straight path, not caring about the fact that he is looked at as being a stranger. He remains patient. Then he says, then he loses his resolve and discontinues with it due to his deficient knowledge, his insight, and his patience. Like one who enters a dangerous path that leads to an eventual safe end. He knows that if he exercises patience upon this path, the fear will eventually go away and safety will follow it. So he is in need of the strength of patience and the strength of conviction, which basically is the conviction of where he will end up. And so he goes on to say, whenever his patience and conviction weakens, he turns back from the path and does not bear its difficulty, especially if he is without a companion and he feels lonely. He starts saying, where have the people gone? They used to be an example for me. He goes on to say, Ibn Qayyim, this is the state of most people, and it is what has destroyed them. For the one with insight and truthfulness does not feel lonely due to insufficient companions or the absence of them, when his heart feels the company of the leading generation, الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. In this verse in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ones upon whom Allah has bestowed His grace, from among the prophets, the steadfast affirmers of the truth, the martyrs, the shuhada, and the righteous, and excellent are those as companions. He ends off Ibn Qayyim by saying, hence, the servant being alone upon the path that he seeks is evidence of the truthfulness of his quest. And so the reality is, don't feel strange in the world in which you are living in. For remember, every single time you recite that verse in Surah Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِينَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path, O Allah. Remember that this straight path that you are asking Allah to guide you to is the same path, has always been the same path of those who were favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah, He says in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those in which you have bestowed your favor upon. Who are they? They are that verse that we just mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. They are the prophets, the Siddiqun, the truthful ones, the Shuhada, the martyrs, the Salihun, the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. There is no better companionship than that. And so, in conclusion, I say that in this verse is glad tidings for those who have been guided to the straight path, that you are not treading this path by yourself. And although you may be a stranger among people who have decided to go astray from that path, this path that you are on is filled with the righteous. It's filled with the prophets, the martyrs, the best among mankind, those who have attained the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that, we come to the end of this episode, and we'll see you once again on another episode of The Strangers. Until then, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh Allah, I'm asking you to make me from the